For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Let me have one of those porno magazines, large box of condoms, a bottle of Old Harper, a couple of those panty shields, and some illegal fireworks, and one of those disposable enemas. Make it two.
To learn more about the diverse array of programming on CITR 101.9 FM, why not visit CITR.ca?
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
The Baker and the Chef, Bangon T-Shirts, Cherry Bomb, House of Vintage, Beat Street Records, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, His Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save on Meats, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Worked with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE, or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. My name is still Osvaldo Perez. And we started the show with some music to play in the fog. Started with Mogwai from the CD Arrange Viral Lore. The song was La Morte Blanche. Pretty cool remix. A Robert Hampson remix. And then what else do we listen there? We listen to Spectrum also, the band from Peter Kember from the 90s, from the EP Undo the Taboo. We listened to the song Go to Sleep. And also we listened to Electra Lane from England. Rumors are that they might be coming back together. The song was Love Builds Up. And then we're listening to this band that we just got the CD today. So thanks for that. This band is called Texture and Light, and the CD is called The Hard Problem of Consciousness. So we'll listen to How We Bend, and now we're listening to A Quiet Place there in the back. I think these guys are from here, from Vancouver. Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool band. So we got a couple of new CDs here. We'll play some of them. We have some concerts to announce. And also we have on the line, we have Melissa and Dean there. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. So Melissa is a singer, songwriter from Vancouver. She had a band before called Melia. And now you're in the Peak Performance Project, no?
Yes, I'm in the Peak Performance Project, top 20 this year.
Okay, so how's that going?
Great. I mean, we really don't know where we're sitting yet as far as rank, but this week we're in the final week of the competition, so this is the voting week, so there's 3 more days, and then everything is in on the 25th, and then we will find out on November 5th who the top 5 artists are.
Cool. And also, you have you participate in a campaign against violence, no? Against women?
Yes. So part of, like, my other world is that I'm a social activist for ending violence against women. Mm-hmm. And so part of my participation in the Peak Performance Project, I wanted to use that to gain awareness for the organization I work for, which is called WAVA, Women Against Violence Against Women, and it's a rape crisis center in Vancouver.
Okay, cool. And so you have the video that you're participating with. It's called I Could Be Your Boy.
Yeah, so just Tuesday, so 1 week ago, I released my single I Could Be Your Boy, mm-hmm. and I released the MP3 and my first music video.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sent that out, and we've been doing, you know, standard marketing and stuff like that. But so far, it's been doing really well. I think I checked last; it had over 18,000 hits on it on YouTube, and it's crazy. People from all over the world have been, like, texting and messaging friends that I know here and saying, hey, check out this video, not realizing that they're in the band or that they know me. And so it's been pretty cool.
Cool. So, yeah, it's a pretty good number there, 18,000. So what's the video about?
The video and the song, it's kind of like I wanted to take a traditional bar song, and as a member of the LGBTQ community, one of the things that I hear often and that we frequently complain about is that our voices are absent from popular media. Mm-hmm. So when you do look at lesbian art or lesbian music, it's kind of like low-budget, quirky stuff, and we never really get a lot of attention in mainstream media. So I wanted to really take a song and make it in the style of a top 40 pop song, mm-hmm. in a traditional scene of a bar scene, but make it about a romance between two women or between a woman and someone who identifies as genderqueer.
Cool. Okay, yeah. Well, let's listen to the song, no?
Yeah, sure.
What are your future plans? Do you have, like, any music, any concerts going on soon?
Well, right now we're just coming to, because we're in the final stages of the Peak Performance Project, I'm hoping to maybe place the top 5, and then if I place in the top 5, we will go on to compete on the 25th of November at the Commodore Ballroom. So my focus right now is on that, and then I also my One Factor grant was kind enough. They gave me a $25,000 grant to finish my album. So I'm going to be heading into the studio over the next couple weeks to finish my full-length album. And then once that's done, I'm going to be looking at a cross-Canada tour for 2014.
Cool. So you have a band? You're playing with a band? Or?
Yeah, I've been playing with a band, and so when I go on tour, ideally we'll have the majority of my bandmates come with me. I've been playing with bandmates as well as backup dancers and experimenting with choreography and stuff like that on stage.
Okay. So how can people vote for you?
They can vote at www.peakperformanceproject.com/vote and just, click on Melissa.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So thank you, Melissa, for giving us a call.
Thank you.
We're going to listen to your song. It's called I Could Be Your Boy.
Great, thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Pretty girls in the bar tonight, I gotta look at you. The way you dance, you move so right. I wanna watch you groove. I never tried this, but why the hell not? I wanna be your boo. Yeah, you and I might, if you want it, cause I want it too. I want it too. So put your hands up in the air now. We're gonna make some noise, noise, noise in the bedroom. On the strobe lights, we can share my toys. If you want it, I could be that. I could be your boy, boy, boy. Pretty girl, I gotta know your touch, cause it'll make me weak. And I could feel it when you fill me up, your darkest fantasy. They say it wrong, but who the hell cares? Cause when you look at me, I start to shiver, start to shake now, and it makes me scream.
I could be your boy, boy. It felt right.
Playing a couple of requests here. So that was The Vaccines with the song I Always Knew. Pretty catchy song. I listened to Chromatics for my friend Luis there in Mexico City. El Tio. He's coming to Vancouver soon. So Chromatics, the song Kill for Love. We also listened to Haim. It's three girls from California. They just sent us their new CD called Days Are Gone. So we heard The Wire. What else? What do we have here? We have a bunch of concerts to announce, so we'll do that. In the meantime, let's listen to a couple of ads and another song or so. We'll be right back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello? Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Witnesses, Art and Canada's Indian Residential Schools. An exhibition featuring artists from across Canada who have directly experienced residential schools or are witnesses to its ongoing impact. Programming will include guided tours, lectures, artist talks, performances, and online programs. From September 6th to December 1st, at the Belkin Gallery, Main Mall, UBC. All are welcome. Admission is free. For more information, visit belkin.ubc.ca.
Keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some things I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see you this way.
'Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry our body safe to shore.
Tell her that I miss our little talks.
Soon it will be over and buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear. 'Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry our
disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon. Now wait, wait, wait for me. Please hang.
Thank you.
safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our body safe to shore.
Thank you. she's my oblivion. Which way to turn? The edges of our love are in the stars. Down the balcony, she waits for me out on the boundary. She uses mine. It feels alive. Is I've been. Open your eyes when you fall. Come back to the end. I can tell what you already know. Can make you feel what you already feel. I can't show you what's in front of you. I can't hear the sky.
So those are the Tindersticks with the song My Oblivion from the CD Waiting for the Moon, 2003. Another foggy song for today. So a couple of concerts that are happening around town. Kyle Fury and his friends, Kyle Fury from Los Furious, is going to be performing at Charky Grill. That's on 1955 Cornwall. He's playing on Saturday, October 26th. Kyle Fury with a couple of Los Furious members. And Chris Patrick also is going to be performing there. So it's going to be an amazing concert. Great night of reggae, ska, rocksteady. So Kyle Fury. That's on Charky, Saturday, October 26th, Charky Grill. They have an amazing lineup of events every day of the week, pretty much, at Charky Grill. So check them out. So Mondays, they have Bring Your Own Vinyl. So you can bring your vinyl to Charky and play your songs, be like a DJ. And you can also exchange, sell, buy, or whatever you want, some of your precious LPs. And then on Tuesdays, they have an open mic, open jam there. Wednesdays, they have a reggae jam. Thursdays, they have Latin jam. And Fridays, they have also an open mic. And Saturday, we have a showcase bands every Saturday. So the next one will be Kyle, actually. Kyle Fury from Los Furious will be performing there on Saturday, October 26th at Charky Grill. And also, talking about Los Furious, they're going to be performing for the Day of the Dead costume party with Devil in the Woodshack. That's at the British Ex-Servicemen Association on November 1st, 1143. Kingsway. That's on November 1st, Los Furious with Devil in the Woodshack. And on the 25th, also, there's a really cool Halloween concert there at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with the MG Graveyard, The Godspot, Backwards Riding, and Joker's Wild. That's happening on October 25th at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. MG Graveyard coming back. It's only $5. Another Halloween party there with the MG Graveyard guys. Pretty cool guys. And what else do we have here? Nomadics are playing with Stride Elementary on Friday, 8th of November, also at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. So pretty cool. Pretty cool concerts happening your way. So let's play a couple of Furious songs before we have to say goodbye. Let's play a couple of Furious songs. This one, The Sky is Gray, also foggy song.
Okay. boys and girls.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Get your midweek roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Through the
they're nice, but don't drink outside the club, say no. The nights are warm, it's 3 a.m., let's get up and go.
Los Furious play November 1st at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with Devil in the Woodshack. We'll have the guys from Devil in the Woodshack here in the studio next Tuesday, probably playing live, so it's going to be really cool. So the Nomadics are playing also the BX on November 8th, so we're going to leave you with a couple of Nomadic songs from the Courage Club EP, and then we have more music here. Hey, what do we have next?
Student special hour.
Student special hour here on CITR. And I'll see you next week. This was a morning after show. And these are the Nomadics. Actually, this is not playing the Nomadic, so we're gonna leave you with a Australian band, San Cisco.
Feel my pain and I'll do you.